Locker room chat here continuing tonight. We're on to Horton and Derek Richardson, Chargers football coach, joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. Horton opens up the season last week with a 44-6 loss at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Coach, before we dive into the nuts and bolts, just give us the overall thoughts and takeaways from the game last week.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, we came in amped up, and, you know, Moore Hill scored on their third offensive play. And, I mean, from there, it just kind of snowballed. We really were just, you know, fighting with each other. And, I mean, the heat didn't help, but both teams had to deal with that, so that's no excuse at all. But it was mentally, we just weren't ready. I think when we look back at the stats from the game, and watching film, it wasn't too far off. I mean, I know we lost by 38 points, but they started two drives within the five. They had a pick six with 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. I mean, there was multiple stuff that we shot ourselves in the foot and just, I mean, basically handed it to them. So, I mean, that's been our emphasis so far this week, is we got to get mentally tougher and use our emotions the correct way and, I mean, channel that to play better on offense or defense and not just bicker with each other.
Yeah, how do you kind of hammer in, you know, those thoughts? You know, you talk about just kind of mental mistakes, gifting, you know, yards and points, and yeah, you can certainly hammer it down and say we got to do this, we got to do this, but at the end of the day, the players got to perform. How challenging is it to kind of, you know, instill certain things into your players, and at the end of the day, they got to go out and perform?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're dealing with 15 to 18-year-olds, they got to hear things quite often. Try to get them to know that, okay, this is what we got to do, and this is why we got to do it. So, I mean, just trying to beat that down, that's what we need to do. All three of us coaches are trying to take different approaches with our, you know, skills guys, linemen, that different type of stuff. But, I mean, it's not going to get any easier this week with JCN on schedule.
Yeah, we'll talk about JCN coming up in the next segment real quick. Just, was there a player or two that kind of stood out, maybe played above expectations, and someone you're kind of excited about maybe moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, Micah Thomas had a real nice run to get us on the board there in the fourth quarter. But then also defensively, I mean, Austin Garrison led our team in tackles, playing from the defensive tackle spot. So it was nice to see him. I mentioned last week that he was coming back from a torn ACL, and he looked great. So good to get that for him, and then we'll move on to this week. But, yeah, those two impressed me last week.
Horton football coach Derek Richardson joining us. We'll step aside, come back. We'll talk about the Week 2 matchup, Chargers at home against Jefferson County North, and we'll get the coach's thoughts after a timeout here on KNZA. Horton Locker Room Chat brought to you by Union State Bank. Derek Richardson joining us. Chargers get their home opener this Friday night, Week 2 of the high school football season, Northeast Kansas League Showdown with Jefferson County North. Coach, coming into the year, this JCN squad certainly, you know, thought to be in the mix for a league championship. Very good returning players on both sides of the ball. You know, they see Riverside, you know, last week in their opener, and they build a 9-point first half lead. But Riverside, they have a really good freshman running back, and he took over in the second half. So JCN, you know, they fall to Riverside in their opener. But a JCN team, like just mentioned, very good and certainly in the mix towards the top of the league this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely a solid team. Coach Snyder, I mean, he does a great job, been doing it for 10-plus years or whatever he's at now. But, I mean, what a game between JCN and Riverside. I mean, watching film is just so much back and forth. I mean, those are two really good teams, and we'll play Riverside here in a couple weeks. But, you mentioned that freshman for Riverside. He's a stud. But JCN for this week, I mean, they're calm, cool, and collected, and I mean, they got some big boys. So, I mean, we're looking forward to this Friday.
Yeah, I guess outside of maybe the penalties, mistakes, you know, the turnovers, those are obviously keys, and you want to limit those numbers. What's maybe a key factor in what's going to need to be done, specific side of the ball, in order for you guys to get a win this week?
I'll start defensively. I mean, last week against Moore Hill, we gave up the edge too much. I mean, they'd get around the edge with our DN and our outside backer, which is, let them go free. And I mean, that's been an emphasis this week. I mean, JCN will eat that up if they can. I mean, that's one of the most basic plays in on offense, is get to the outside and go. So I mean, we got to be able to stop that. And offensively, I mean, we just need to run a little bit harder and go north and south. I told our quarterback and one of our running backs that we're running east and west too much. We need to run north and south. I get trying to get the edge, but at a certain point, you got to lower your shoulder and try to get 3 or 4 yards and not just pick up nothing.
Scoop him out.
So, I mean, that nope, go ahead.
No, yeah, sorry to cut you off there. I guess we'll just go into the next point. Just kind of building on that, just schematically in regards to what JCN does compared to what you saw last week, offensively and defensively, what stands out in that regard between the two?
I mean, JCN's offense quite a bit different than what Moore Hill was running last week. I mean, they'll spread you out some, but then they'll also run behind those two big tight ends, wings, whatever you want to call them. So, I mean, and then defensively, I mean, they run that 4-4. I mean, and when they blitz, they're not as much coming through the A-gaps like Moore Hill was last week. Now, granted, I mean, Coach Snyder can make any adjustments based off the film that he watched for us last week. But, I mean, yeah, they do similar stuff on trying to get to the edge, but just how they block that is a little bit different. They'll pull their center. Moore Hill didn't pull anybody, really. So, I mean, there's differences, but then also similarities.
Horton football coach Derek Richardson joining us, getting you set for Horton and Jefferson County North Week 2 on Friday night. Home opener for Horton. It is Charger v. Charger Friday night, but Horton hosting Jefferson County North. Coach Richardson, thanks a bunch, as always, for the time, and we'll do it again next week.
No problem. Thanks, Brandon.